Hello and welcome to another You May or May Not Like It. I'm your host, Scott, and you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find all of our written stuff at reviewandroast.com. You can find all of our audio stuffs at comicroast.com. We also have an Instagram at instagram.com/reviewandroast, or we also have /thecomicroast or /Star Wars Tabletop. That's our latest and greatest, where Mike plays Picasso on his X-Wing ships, and it's actually getting pretty popular.
I mean, it's all right.
I don't want to brag, but I'm the best painter that ever lived.
Not gonna lie, they're pretty awesome.
What else is new for us? Oh, here's what something that's new for us. You can finally support us on Patreon the way that you've always wanted to, I would assume, because we're awesome dudes and you want to help us do awesome stuff. So head over to patreon.com/reviewandroast to check that out. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a support, whatever you want. That's awesome. Other than that, today we're going to be talking to you about Seven Wonders, a game by Repost Productions. Kind of it's exactly a card drafting game set in ancient times, and I cannot believe that we haven't done this yet. This was one of the first games that I got my sausage fingers on, and we literally have played
like 3 times.
I was going to say 3 million times, but I mean, it's
probably pretty close.
I think today's the first time that I was ever super bored.
Well, that's because you're dumb. But yeah, I mean, I have 3 or 4 expansions. We do have Seven Wonders Duel, which we will do a separate show on another time. Same thing with all the different expansions.
And Cities is just an expansion, right?
Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, we just play the base game. I mean, nothing against the expansions. They were fun, from what I remember. It's just Seven Wonders is a great game, but it also literally takes 2 minutes to set up. So it kind of fills that little hole where you're, you know, waiting for someone to come in. Kind of like Lost Cities. We did that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, anywho, it's been well-loved in our group ever since. Card drafting. Basically, you start out, there's 3 ages in the game, age 1, age 2, age 3. Everyone gets their city, so you get your own player board, and each player board has 2, usually 3, levels of your wonder that you can build. So every turn, you go through your deck or your hand or whatever. You draw 1 card out, pass the rest around. That goes around until you're all out of age 1 cards. Then you do a military scoring, pass out age 2. Rotation changes in the opposite direction, but still you draw 1 card at a time out of the hand. Then you do another the military round, and then you do age 3, and then you score. And it sounds pretty simplistic, but what it really comes down to is you have your resource cards, which you need to purchase. You have your blue cards, which are your culture cards. You have yellow, which are
market.
Yeah, like your market type cards, shops and stuff.
So they're called forum cards or something?
Something like that, yeah. Your green cards, which are science and technology cards. You have war cards. You have there's plenty of different types of different cards here. My point is,
can I just say that if you play Seven Wonders, you're not scoring?
Boom.
You two aren't. What?
Snap.
I don't know why you got to get all deep and state.
Because he's scoring. Getting deep. Get it? All right. This is off the rails.
Yeah.
So, you know, and again, it's like a lot of the different games out there. You can go for to be the big, strong military guy. Doesn't always work out to the most amount of points, but it definitely... it definitely helps if you win all 3 ages. Losing it doesn't hurt so bad because you can only lose a total of 6 points. But if you win all 3 ages, that's 18 points.
Yeah.
So if, that's
in a 3-player game or...
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
Plan the 2 on your side.
You only go with the guys on your sides, right? Anyway. Right, so that's another thing. When the game is designed for 3 or more people, up to 7 people. But you can play with two people with you guys like share a dummy hand, which is just annoying to me. Like, I'm so glad they came out with Duel, which is designed for two people, but we'll get to that one at a later date.
Yeah, I still want to play that. I haven't done it yet.
Yeah. Well, I've only played it once or twice, and I was not thrilled, but everyone else seems to love it, so I'd like to play it a few more times. But anywho, back to the original Seven Wonders. I don't know. What do you guys like about it?
I like winning. Does that count as a thing?
I mean, always.
We're going to edit this out.
Then, yeah. Then that's my main thing. This is one of those games that we play all the time, honestly. Or we actually did play it a lot more all the time. Lately, we've entertained ourselves with other shorter, easy setup games like Lost Cities or what have you. And I'm actually glad we played it. Not because I won, but just because...
But that didn't hurt.
Well, no, the first time, our first go-around, we were all sitting there like, man, wait, what are you, to the left? You know what I mean?
I completely screwed up the very first time when we played a few minutes ago. We had to play it a second time, so I knew what I was doing.
Both times, I honestly didn't even think I was going to win. The first time, I guaranteed I wasn't going to win. The second time, I thought you were going to win with your funky science additions, but it turns out you didn't have any points to start with, so that worked out in my favor.
Yep. Yeah, I generally always used to womp in this game because I always went for the science because nobody... It's kind of difficult to score, and if you don't understand how it goes, you don't bother trying, and I would always clean out.
Scott adds them up at the end, and it's like, yeah, 30 points. That's right. Weird.
Yeah, right. As long as I'm in control of it, I kept winning. It was super weird. But now everyone's on to the whole, Scott's just going to collect all the science cards, so now I got to fight for everybody to get them.
It almost seems like sometimes this game is actually better for you if you really do just balance it all the way out.
Yeah. Well, I screwed myself big time in the first game by not having a lot of resources, so I had to build a lot of free stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the neat thing about this game. Depending on what you build early on, certain buildings become free for you later on. You don't have to pay the resources, which is kind of a neat thing. And you can always buy resources from your neighbors, which is also helpful when you're an idiot like me and you don't have any resources. I don't know. I feel like it's just a very well-designed, balanced game. Like, there's really no point where you're just like, I'm screwed. You know what I mean?
There's kind of a few points like that.
There are, but, there's always a way out.
Well, there's a lot of frustrating points when, you're playing one card and you have to pass the other ones along. And, sometimes you get a hand, you want to play four cards. Sometimes you get a hand and you're like, these cards suck.
Yeah.
And I can't even build a wonder, which... You need to discard basically a card. Well, you play a card face down under your board, so you don't get the benefits of that card, but you get the benefits of the wonder on your board. So sometimes it's like, man, I really need to play this wonder, but there's a ton of cards here. I really also need to play face up for stuff.
Right.
But I also don't want Brian to get this military in my hand, but I don't want to play it because I don't really need it. So there's a lot of...
Strategy.
Yeah, it's like...
Strategy.
Kind of, because you... It's mostly luck. I mean,
I don't know about that.
What you get when you get it.
No, there's definitely.
And what you do
with
it.
That's only a part of it, but I mean.
But
saying the X-Wing comes down to nothing but the dice. I mean,
well,
it's a part, but it's not the whole part.
I mean, it is mostly the dice, but I mostly win all the time, and I'm not that good of a dice roller, so there you have it.
Yeah, that was dumb.
Yeah, that means I'm better than you.
You're banned from
talking.
That's
what that means.
Brian?
I think he just did.
Sorry. You can turn me off whenever he wants.
That's what happens when you run a switchboard.
That's what happens when you want to hear the truth.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Continue.
I don't need none of your alternative facts.
Then we're going to take a reprisal here.
Hashtag Trump.
Yeah.
We're asking me what I like about this game?
Yeah.
Nothing anymore. I'm done with it.
If you'd asked him an hour and a half ago, he'd have been like, man, this game's going to be awesome.
No, here's the thing.
Wait, did we just score that?
I had a conversation with a dude at the hobby store because they carry games, so I go in there once in a while. And we were talking about, it was right around Christmas time, so it was one of those, I can't believe moms are still buying this game or whatever stupid game that people buy that are a waste of money. And I said, I think most people that are even mildly familiar with these kind of games would agree there's four games that you should at least own two of. They should, mandatorily be in your collection.
I thought you meant, two of each.
No. Seven Wonders, Ticket to Ride, Carcassonne. Okay, five. Pandemic, Seven Wonders. You should have at least two. And I say this as somebody who hates Pandemic, but a lot of people don't. A lot of people think it's the greatest invention since the fucking cotton gin. So
that's because those people haven't played Defenders of the Realm.
It's not a gateway game, though. Defenders of the Realm
is the same concept as Pandemic, except you're right. A wizard instead of a doctor. And you're fighting demons instead of
if
germs.
I just cut that little snippet. You're a wizard instead of a doctor.
Damn it, Jim. I'm a wizard, not
a doctor.
He'll
be like, give me that guy's address so I never go by his house. Ever, ever, ever. He's going to come out dressed like Gandalf. It's going to be super funny.
I just stand in the street in my boxers yelling at the cars. You shall not pass!
But no, I feel like this game is strategic. There is some luck, like you said, because sometimes you'll pass on a card going, oh, maybe I'll get on the next go-around, and then, of course, the next go-around comes, and, oh, that one card you wanted, you probably should have taken it last time.
Not only,
now it's gone.
Either it's gone, or you remembered you because of what already happened in the previous two rounds, now you don't need it, and you want to play something else.
Right. I feel like there's almost never a moment where you don't need... If you want a card for a reason, you probably need it more the second time around.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
Well, not if it's that three-horse military and you play it, because now I'm never going to beat military. You know what I mean? No, so some of those things... You know, some of the sciences and the militaries, I feel like, if they get yanked, it can change the tide. You know what I mean? It makes it not worth even going after anymore. You know what I mean?
Yup.
And I never really felt this way, probably until today. Probably because we've played this so much that, like, we don't really have a whole lot of analysis paralysis during this game. Because we all know what the cards do. We all pretty much know what we're trying to shoot for. So there's not a lot of thinking and, look, you just pretty much go, oh, I'm going to grab this, boom.
Yeah. That's why you lost.
The rounds move really quick, and now I'm sitting there going, you know, we could use another two rounds in this game.
We're on what we like right now, Captain Bashy Pants.
Yeah, shit, this game sucks.
Well, we can move on.
No, but I don't know,
I don't think it needs more rounds. I think it's just one of those things.
We're on the pro tour at this point.
No, I mean, it's just like you said, he hit it exactly. I mean,
if I'm on the pro tour, I'm like the dunk tank guy at this point.
On our second game around, there wasn't a card you didn't see the first game. I mean, it's the same cards.
Right.
So, and I'm not knocking that by any means because, you know, but the order is different. So how you play them is different. And the beginning of the second game, the first two rounds, I didn't see a couple of good resource cards that, you know, the ones that cost $1 to bring out and you can get two, one of each. Well, one or the other, what have you. Those, you guys both put them down, round one, round two. You know what I mean?
Hashtag suck it.
Yeah, well... Hashtag 72-43.
Why are you going to fucking blurt my business out?
You're the one.
Don't be giving away my
pants. Nobody knows what that means.
Don't be giving away my pant size.
I will. No. Which way's up and which way's out?
D all the above.
All right, anywho, on to what we didn't like. I'm just going to start that off, and I'll piggyback off of Brian's complaint there. I feel like a lot of times we play this game with... 4, 5, 6 people sometimes, and it's perfect. 3 people did seem to go a little too fast for me.
Yeah, that's kind of like...
But it's more or less like...
15 minutes now.
You have to, like... You have to have a strategy, and you have to hope to God that those are the cards that hit your hand. With, you know... Because the more people that play, the more cards...
Are inserted.
Actually, no. Well, yeah. It's just enough for another person. It's not like you get any more turns.
Yeah, but you see more cards, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Still seven more.
You're not seeing this. If you're playing with a full 7, you're not seeing any hand more than once.
That is a great point.
So, yeah. I mean, that allows you to diversify more. When you're playing with 3 people, you're seeing each hand at least twice. Yep. And you're seeing one of them 3 times. So,
and military is a completely different strategy.
There's a very, very good possibility when you get that last couple of hands, they're going to suck.
Well, we sort of failed to mention there's a lot of action or victory point scoring cards that have to do with your direct neighbor. And in a 3-player game, everybody is your neighbor. You know what I mean? It's a triangle. That's just how they work. So,
Illuminati.
If there was 5 people, The person, let's just say, sitting across the table from you probably has nothing to do with who you can buy resources from or who you can score points from based on victory point cards. So it really would change the entire strategy of
game. It actually is a whole different game when you add more people.
Hashtag worst three-player game ever.
Hashtag I disagree with that.
I'm just kidding.
I think I'm
slightly offended on that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to do my thing. My point that I don't like is I'm just going to make my point about your not likes, and that most of our we didn't like this is shortage of round based on the game being pretty fucking good, really.
Yeah.
The last, like, couple of times, and I'm guilty of it, too. You're like, yeah, of course I'd want this to go three more rounds, but we just did Red Planet, right?
Love that game.
Right, and we all wanted more rounds. Well, we want more rounds because this game's awesome.
Actually, last time we played it, I was perfectly fine with what happened.
Did you win that one?
Yes, I did.
That's weird.
You suck.
It's weird.
I didn't win. I won handily.
True that.
Yeah, I'll fucking won handily across your face.
I'll take it.
Yeah, hand across the face.
Oh.
Paintbrush.
It's been a slow week. Not a lot of triumphs.
Well, here's the deal. When it comes to what I would change about this game, there's not much about this game to not like, but what I think I would change, cards.
Yeah, I think there should be a way to incorporate a different set of cards to still give everybody 7 to start.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just even if
just draw the first 21 cards off the deck. Because when you add, like you said, you can have up to 7
or arrange players. Them in color, because they're based on colors is what the, like, science is green, like we said earlier. So just if you need 5 greens and whatever, you know, sort them out that way or something. Or just have another...
Well,
set of cards.
Let's explain it this way. In each age, excluding the third age because you got the guilds, in each age there are 49 cards. In a three-player game, you're playing with 21 of those cards, and they never change.
Correct.
So there's actually more cards sitting in the box that you're never going to see that are completely different from what you're looking at. Mm-hmm. I feel
are you
like
sure they're
you
not
should...
duplicates, though?
No. Not all of them.
Not I mean, all
I'm sure
of them.
Sure, there are some there because... Are some. One of the rules is, you know, especially...
You can't play the same card twice.
Can't play the same card twice.
Same titled card twice.
Right. Which doesn't come into play in a three-player game. So, yes, there are some duplicates, but there's also cards in there that you're never going to see.
Right, but having duplicates out gives other people opportunity.
Or are they all duplicates? Do I just sound like an idiot?
No, they're not. That I am sure of.
Okay. Hashtag Scott's an idiot.
No, but...
That'll be popular as shit.
But not being able to play support duplicates is a huge thing in a
multiplayer
more player game than three, because Scott can't monopolize science because he can't have 3 schools or 4 universities. I'm just making shit up, but
or in this case, no schools.
So, right? So, but
we are from Chicago.
But what Scott can do is the next time that school comes around and he already played it once, slide it under the board. Face down and
slide on right down at
you. You know what I mean? And now nobody can. And he knows that he is the only one. So
that's
kind
of the Candyman can.
He could, but he's not here.
O'Connor can.
Ooh. Nice.
That's a deep cut right there.
Mm-hmm. Was.
Everyone at home's like, what are these old men talking about? All right, did you go?
No, I did not.
Brian, waiting on Brian.
I thought you started.
Hey, you ever heard that show Orange is the New Black? We got Brian as the new Chris over here.
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm not saying weird stuff.
You didn't say anything. You waited
also,
to be asked.
Also that, yeah. That's true. I'm done.
Hey, Chris, are you still there?
What?
I don't even know what I'm doing here anymore. What do I want to see done differently? Really nothing, truthfully. I mean, if this game suffers from anything at all, it's when you play it as much as we have, you've seen all the moves pretty much. Not to say that makes the game bad, because it doesn't, because each board is double-sided, each board is totally different.
Yep.
Some give you higher victory points, some give you resources, some give you the opportunity to take from the discard pile, and then as you add boards, from the expansions, there's a whole slew of new strategies to try out. I mean, really, maybe just like you said, just have more different types of cards available to kind of make the deck more diversified, so that way you're not seeing the same science cards and the same guilds every single three-player game. But that's, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've never really thought of this game in terms of, man, this thing could use a blah or the thing or whatever. I've always felt like this game's pretty solid and it's pretty sound all the way around for me.
I agree.
I mean, it's been like, it's one of those games that, like, I may not, like, come home from work going, man, I just want to play Seven Wonders all night. But if I show up and everyone's like, hey, how do you feel about Seven Wonders? I don't have to sit there and go, I'm not really in the mood. Because even if I'm not really in the mood, the game takes 20 minutes.
Right.
And you can rip through three of them while you're waiting for somebody to go get food. Or you can literally make a night out of it if you have enough people. So it's got that flexibility to where if you want to do a couple quick hits, you can do that. If you have a lot of people, you can get some longer games out of it. And, yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of games that do that. So.
True. I agree. Any final thoughts before we number it?
No, I'm good. I don't even have a number.
I did, but I don't know if I want to do it.
Uh-oh. Does that mean it's low or does that mean it's high?
I can't decide if I want it to be that high or not.
Ugh. That's too high. I think you got to rethink your
inks,
your stuffs.
I don't know. I mean, for a game that's pretty much always fun, always a good time, every expansion I've played and purchased are well worth the time and money. For what is all around almost a perfect game, I mean, ugh. I have to give it like a 9.5.
Really? That is high.
It is.
I think you're high.
I'm not.
Well, considering that it's been in our general game collection from pretty close to the beginning of the game collecting hobby, the fact that not only did I gladly buy Seven Wonders Duel and the expansion for that, the fact that I stood in Target for like 10 minutes going, I really should just buy this game right now. What if I move to Vermont? Like, I'm planning for a move I'm never going to make and thinking, man, if I do ever move to, you know,
Vermont,
Iceland, I need Seven Wonders with me, because what am I going to do when I meet Sven up in the mountains?
Play his Seven Wonders?
What if he doesn't have it?
Everyone has it. Everyone should have it.
Everyone should have it. I'm going to give it a 9. I think the 0.5 has to come off a bit because it really is too fast as a three-player game for me at this point.
Six, Michael?
I'm going to go with a 4 point. No. I'm actually going to give it an 8.75.
Dork.
Yep, that's true. But it is a pretty awesome game. And it's one of those games when someone suggests it, it's always... It's never...
Nobody grumbles.
Oh, okay, gee, bleh. I mean, unless we've played it 14 times in a row or 14 days in a row, and we have 100 other games.
I used to grumble a little bit because I was just sick of winning all the time, but...
Oh, Jesus.
It's like you guys almost maybe kind of learned how to play, so now it's kind of fun again. It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Oh. All right, so there you have it. That was Seven Wonders. Everybody should check it out, and it's one of the most popular ones. You can easily find it at your local Target. You can find me on the Twittens at XorsonX. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury. You can find Mike at Review and Roast.
Don't Target forget. Doesn't have it anymore.
Aww.
All right, well, I just got shut down, so I quit. Finish this thing yourself. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/reviewandroast. Find us at all of our reviews at reviewandroast.com. Awesome. All of our podcasts at comicroast.com. And if you if you want to give us a little love and support, follow us and go check us out on patreon.com, where we're going to start having exclusive monthly podcasts. So if you want to hear those, you're going to have to go over there and give us some love.
Ugh. I'll take some love.
So, anywho, have a good week, and we will talk to you next time.
Yay.